Welcome to Real Estate Investing with Kenny Wolf, the show with weekly topics designed to help you learn how to build your ideal life through real estate investing. My name is Kenny Wolf, and I've been a real estate syndicator and investor for almost 12 years now. And in this time, I've built a successful real estate investment firm, Wolf Investments. If you're new to the show, make sure to subscribe so you're notified when a new episode comes out. All right, so why do we have a housing shortage in this country? It can really all be pointed back to the Great Recession of 2008. That really caused any construction for at least 12 to 18 months to drop dramatically. There were fewer homes built between 2008 and 2018 than any other decade since the 1960s. And we all know that the demand for housing has only grown exponentially every year. So you've got dropped supply, you've got ever-increasing demand, causes a lot of problems. By 2019, Fannie Mae reported that the country was 3.8 million housing units short, and that's either for sale or for rent. By 2022, that number jumped up to 6 million. COVID really exacerbated the housing shortage problem because, again, new builds were really scratched or not done. Supply chain issues slowed down any new projects that were coming online, and a labor shortage made all the builds worse. So with this housing shortage and ever-growing demand, we've seen rents and price for housing really skyrocket the past couple of years here in our country. All right, so what's the answer? Development is the answer. We have a supply issue, so how do you tackle that? You produce more supply. So by bringing in more supply, more quality housing, we can provide that to our residents. We make housing more affordable also than what it would be should we not provide more housing supply. There are a lot of ways we can bring new housing to the market. And here at Wolf Investments, we focus on two ways. We do ground up multifamily, or building apartment complexes out of the ground. And we also do adaptive reuse, which is jargon for taking an office building or warehouse and converting that to apartments. All right, so what are the, we're gonna talk about ground up multifamily pros and cons now. The pros are being are that you can start with raw land. And you can really shape the development and design of the building and the parks and the clubhouse, the pool. All this can kind of really come together in a seamless transaction when you have such a blank canvas to work with. We also introduced the latest in construction best practices. Our systems are, you know, the most efficient at that time too. So we have a lot of energy efficiency in these buildings as well. And we can deliver the latest in amenities for our residents, which those trends change constantly. The cons are land, labor, and material costs. They're much higher now due to inflation. When, you know, where an elevator, you know, 3 years ago may have cost you $200,000, it may not now cost you $300,000. Everybody had probably heard about the lumber issues. At one point, we actually considered using steel gauge framing instead of lumber framing because they're about the same cost. Which is crazy. We also run into curveballs for timing of delivery of materials. So one of our projects in Cleveland was delayed by 3 months just because one of the three main breaker panels was being delayed because of supply chain issues. So you have to work through that as well. And then dirt work. We were up in Cleveland. We bought some vacant lots. As they were getting ready to prep the dirt for our foundations, they came across some old buried basements with a whole bunch of trash. There was no treasure, but we had to clear all that out. It added a week or two, added some cost to the project. But in the end, still a great investment. But there are going to be some headaches when you're doing development, just like any kind of construction job. All right, so let's talk about the adaptive reuse pros and cons. So right now, Wolf Investments, we have 11 of these adaptive reuse projects where we're taking underutilized buildings and converting them to a more modern use, more useful use of those buildings. 10 of those 11 are office buildings that we're converting to multifamily. One of those being is a historic warehouse where we're taking it over to a really cool loft-style multifamily asset as well. So we're excited about these projects. Almost all of our office buildings that we're converting are in downtown locations as well. We've got one suburban one we're working on right now, just outside of Cleveland. The really cool thing about this is we end up with some amazingly located buildings for a much lower basis than what it would be for new construction. So a lot of these assets, we're going in, walking in with like a 95 walk score already. So our residents are going to be able to walk to restaurants, entertainment, sporting events, all these things we look at, especially in our location. The other thing, cool thing too, like I talked about, is the lower basis. So a lot of these projects were either between $50,000 to $125,000 cheaper per unit if we were to build brand new in that same downtown location. which really helps, obviously, us on the investment side. You know, we're always trying to get that basis lower than our competition. The other thing too is we're doing the ultimate upcycle. So we're taking an office building that already has the labor, the materials, already invested in it years and years ago. So we can reuse a lot of those materials. Sometimes we can't use all of them. Obviously, sometimes the windows are shot, so we have to replace those. But you know, at a bare minimum, we're able to use, you know, the structure, the brickwork, a lot of the systems in the building. So it really cuts down on the new materials that we have to go source to build brand new housing. So that's a really big benefit that we see. And lastly, cities usually love when we come in and do these projects because we're breathing life not only into this building, but also in that submarket. We have a direct impact to bringing more jobs, you know, more retail, more housing, and just more energy and bustle to their city by doing these projects. Some of the cons are that we live with that the architecture team and our design team have to live within a box. We have a set wall parameter, and so we have a floor plate we have to deal with. And so what that means is sometimes we have to embrace, you know, something like a steel structure or a structural beam. So we're trying to embrace those. You can't really hide it. You absolutely need it for the you know, for the building to stand. So we just embrace them. You know, everybody knows we're converting these offices to multifamily. So you might as well lean into it and really enjoy it. So like one in particular I'm thinking about is through 10 stories, there's this big X brace that you can see. Through the, you just walk in. It's going to be where they hopefully put their TV. It's what we're hoping to use that. I hope they use that for. But again, just trying to re-embrace some of those funky things you get by taking an office building or a warehouse and converting it to a different use. And again, just like ground up, you know, sometimes we run into delays with deliveries for materials. So right now the supply chain is mostly fixed. We do have to order way in advance for elevators. And that's one of the big things, and electrical panels as well. But our team is constantly working on that and making sure we're staying on track and ordering those problem materials way in advance. And then lastly, I'd say a con would be is that, you know, some cities are much faster about approving our projects. We tend to stay away from cities where it's a big full rezone. And that can add 18 months, 24 months to your development timeline. And you know, who has time for that? So we kind of stick to cities where we can work with them. We've worked with them before, or we know that we can quickly get approval for this type of project. So we get questions a lot from the different cities and municipalities about how do you build, you know, low to middle class housing? And really the answer is, you know, Section 8. But if you're doing a conventional style development like we do up here, you've got to build for an A-class tenant. Or, you know, A-class resident, because it costs so much of to do these projects of labor, materials, the land, or the cost of the building if we're converting it. So that really drives that high cost, drives what types of rents we have to hit to make the investment worthwhile for our investors. So myself and our investors and here at Wolf Investments, we invest millions of dollars into these projects. We've got target returns we have to hit to make them happy. So here at Wolf Investments, we love finding those triple win types of investments in real estate. So when we take an office building or warehouse that's dragging down that section of downtown just because it's vacant and just, you know, sucking the soul out of the city wins because we're investing dollars and bringing new life to that building. Our residents win because they get new access to A-class, well-located properties, new retail in the bottom as well, you know, coffee shops, everything like that, restaurants. And our investors win as well, as we're getting sizable returns to them on these projects. The housing shortage is very real across our country. Each market is different, but the need for quality housing can only be solved by creating more multifamily rentals. Here at Wolf Investments, we're help tackling that problem through ground up and adaptive reuse. This has been Real Estate Investing with Kenny Wolf. Thanks so much for listening.